Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back.
Okay, somebody's out of a nap.
Good. Yeah, it is. I'm fired up today. Nice and awake, boys.
Just the microphone. Fired up.
Si, are you ready to get in the truck and head south?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we're going to head east first before we head south.
Yeah. We're going to head east, then south.
We're going to go to east and catch him big old copper nose brim. Uh-huh. Over in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to my favorite spot on this planet.
Florida?
No. Venice.
The beach?
No. The marsh.
The marsh.
Right.
The marsh where there is just, it's teeming with all kinds of life.
It's just like Venice, Italy, only different.
Oh, yeah. And this is teeming with all kinds of life, and here's the good thing about it. Most of it you can cook and eat.
There you go.
That's pretty cool.
The Cajuns, they cook and eat all of it.
Well, they eat all of it, but I mean, I'm a little more picky.
Hey, I got special instructions for you.
What's that?
When you get off that interstate in New Orleans,
yep,
and you go to a little town called Belle Chasse, before you turn left.
You want one of them stuffed chickens?
I don't want one of them.
Oh, no, he said one won't do, baby.
I don't want one of them.
Give him a couple of them.
Oh, them things are fine.
What
are you stuffing with?
Everything.
Anything you can imagine.
You imagine?
Look, I haven't had a bad one yet, so just grab what they got.
Just say, hey, give me four of them and be done.
It's normally some type of rice or potato and then some creature of the earth shoved into a chicken.
Boudin. With some cheese.
With cheese always. Got to have some cheese, boys.
Yep. Sauces, boudin.
No,
cheese.
Boudin. Throw the boudin away.
I wonder, how do they take all the bones out of a chicken and leave him whole?
Slowly.
Is it? Or is there like a machine that's like, whoosh. I don't know how to debone a chicken like that. But they leave him whole, but he ain't got no bone in
him. It's pretty impressive. But the boneless chicken thigh was the greatest thing ever invented.
I like it.
Then you can grill it and put barbecue sauce on it, and hey, yeah.
And you don't even have to cut it. You just put the whole thing in.
I just wish they'd leave the skin on.
Whoever decided skinless chicken was better.
But I guess.
It's better for you, but it ain't.
No, it's not better.
We have a long history on chicken skins in our opinion of them, Martin.
I just don't understand why when you take the bone out, the skin's got to go too. Don't make no sense. If they had a boneless skin full chicken thigh, oh, man. I'd chicken fry them suckers every night. I'd be back to 313.
We're back
so
on
fast
food,
and make
boys.
Your head spin, son.
Back on that.
Hey, you tell this bunch like food.
313.
Yeah.
So how many stuffed chickens you want?
I don't care.
You know there's places.
Whatever you got room for. Whatever you got room after you make
you're
the,
talking
after
about,
the
bring
fish.
A whole
whatever, no, after the fish grocery haul.
There's a place in town that sells them. I haven't had one yet. I think they're buying it. They're relocating them from down south.
Yeah, I think they just end up charge you. Uh-huh. See, they're going down there anyway.
Yeah. So I saw them in the gas station the other day. I said,
plus, they don't. If you can go get them in town, they lose like part of their aura.
A little mystique.
Yeah. Like, see, you got to go to Belle Chasse to get them. That's the cool
thing. That place in Lafayette's got good ones too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's solid.
What's Maurice?
But Belle Chasse means you go fishing. So
That's right.
It's a story.
That means you're going to the marsh.
That's it. Si's favorite place on planet Earth.
He did say that's where he would move if he had to relocate.
No.
That's his spot.
Because you got to think about it. The only bad thing I know of down there is when a hurricane hits. Mm, yeah. Otherwise, everything's good. The weather's nice. We got plenty of wildlife of all sorts.
I got to know something, though. You just hard-headed enough. You live in Port Sulphur, Louisiana.
Port Sulphur.
Because that's the start of the marsh, essentially, down there. Oh. Hurricane's coming. You staying or you going?
I would probably ride it out.
Yeah.
I would probably ride it out.
I just had to know. Yeah. I figured
more than
you
likely
would.
I'd ride it out.
Your boy's gone. When
it's your time, it's your time.
You'd see Sal on a Weather Channel behind Cantori, son. Just
Well, hey, no, I wouldn't listen to weathermen or weather women. And look, we got all this technology. They shouldn't miss it. But hey, you got to understand it in a way.
Ain't no technology. Well, they just read the computer printout.
Well, no, though. That's what I'm saying. Most of the buildings where the weather people are at does not have windows. So once they go inside, they have no idea what's going on outside.
That's not a terrible point.
I'm being honest with you. One of my favorite follows on social media is that Reed Timmer guy, the extreme meteorologist.
Oh, that goes everywhere?
He cracks me up.
Oh, no. The best one I've ever heard.
But he gets out there in it. He ain't in a building. He's out there saying.
Don't mess with my man, Jared Floyd.
I don't even know his
West
name.
West Monroe's finest.
But he's
Jared got a chip on his shoulder.
He's a comedian, and they call him the hippy-dippy weatherman, man.
The hippy-dippy weatherman, man?
He's a comedian. I don't know what his name is, but he's hilarious.
Hippy-dippy weatherman, man.
Yeah. He's a comedian. He's hilarious.
Put that on a T-shirt.
That was back, in the 60s, when he was, going around on the circuit.
George Carlin.
There it is, George Carlin.
The hippy-dippy weatherman.
Also known as George Carlin.
Hippy-dippy weatherman, man.
Mr. Carlin, a little vulgar back in the day,
he did have a vocabulary problem.
Yeah, I've watched some George Carlin specials.
Back in the 60s, everybody had a vocabulary problem.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
But, hey, some of the greatest music that ever had been written or sung was in the 60s, baby. And you can take that to the bank and deposit it. Okay.
No, so me and Si are going to hop in that rig and head to Venice. But
that's it.
I've always said, Si, that if my wife ever decides to up an RUNNOFT.
Whatever that means.
That's where I'm going.
Run off, okay. So
ever since you got hit by that train.
Moving south.
Everything
is going south.
He's bona fide.
And all the animals are coming north.
What?
Are they? Oh, yeah.
Everybody's the animals are coming north?
But all the animals are moving north.
Where'd you see this?
Well, it's been in the news. That's all I tell you.
The news is telling you that the animals are going north?
Are going north.
From Venice?
That's as south as it gets. No, it ain't. Hey, the Amazon is for the south as you get.
So you're saying
everything's moving north, son.
So the South American animals are coming for us?
All the cats and all the things, they're moving north.
Oh, panthers.
Panthers, boys. Jaguars. They're heading north.
I mean, I'll bite. You think so?
I'm just saying, I heard it on the media somewhere.
Animals,
either radio or whatever, television or whatever.
Tropical species are moving northward in U.S. as winter.
You doubted me.
That was 2021, though.
Well, hey, I'm just saying, I heard it somewhere.
See,
I'm always got my ear to the grapevine, son.
Migrators.
Migrators.
Like those migrating squirrels.
Yeah. I loved that. That was something to see. You really?
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm serious. That was something to see. Was sit down in the woods and just all you see going through the trees is squirrels, and they never stop.
Let's act like that squirrel and get going to our first break.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Is anything noteworthy going on out in the world around us?
No. You're the one that watches the news. You're telling us what's on the news.
I don't watch the news. You just, the news is too boring.
It's not.
Okay, and there's usually nothing on it worth watching.
It's depressing, that's for sure.
That's it. You know, all my information comes from like public TV and all this good stuff.
Well, have you seen anything good?
No. That's kind of been mediocre here lately, too.
Everything on the television set is mediocre.
I guess it's because it's the rerun season.
You know, what if somebody came up with a news channel and the only news they reported
was good,
was positive news?
Yeah,
that dude from The Office did that. And
when you think about
millions of people watched his YouTube, he only did it for like a month or two.
Yeah, but just think about what you just said. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Everything good that's happening in this world around us, somebody actually captured it and then reported it on the TV.
Because there's plenty of it happening.
That's news.
On the TV.
Yeah. Yeah. Our radio.
Or the black box.
Hey, or the media. You know. Yeah. Where are all the good reporters gone? Evidently, we don't have any. Okay.
We don't got any good reporters, weather,
I'm in a negative slump today, boys.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
In your opinion, what do we do well?
Huh?
Yeah, let's
say something
positive about the world.
Yeah.
You just hit me with, I don't know what to say now, okay?
See, that's why you can't report good news.
Yeah, you're
right there.
You're
talking
me
about nothing but negativity.
Yeah.
Talking about
you've
this is terrible, this
is
terrible.
Where I live, I guess.
You want a good news channel.
And I ain't got something to say. Yeah.
The most positive man in America. I put him on the spot to say one good thing about this country.
And then I couldn't come up with
nothing. He got nothing.
In the clutch. That's terrible. I apologize, folks.
See?
Good grief.
What has happened to the duck call room?
Right. Put me on the spot and I blew it.
Oh, there's a lot of good going on. But it's definitely.
Well, the latest thing that I know of, I remember just, you know, a while back, that kids were going to the nursing home and doing things for the people that are medically can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was pretty cool. So there are good kids out there that are doing good stuff. You know, most time all you hear is the bad stuff they do.
Well, yeah.
You know, and there are a bunch of good kids out there. And there are a bunch of good people out there still left that are doing good things.
But what a
their neighbors.
What a concept that is.
Yeah.
Good news.
Yeah. What a relief that would be to turn on the television and the 6:30 news and it's all positive.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the news that you watch 6:30?
Well, what, 6 o'clock? Yeah. Sometime I hit the 5 o'clock news, but most of the time it's the 6.
I'm looking for good news. I just ain't found it yet.
I found one.
I didn't want y'all to think I wasn't paying attention.
I did find one good news.
Did you?
Yes.
I thought I had one here, it said.
It's rare to find it. I'm serious.
I was about to say, whoa, I got one, but then I finished reading the headline. Yep. Here's where we're at. This church plans to host event for kids featuring a drag show.
Huh.
A drag show.
Like a drag race?
No.
I haven't read it, but when I see drag show,
drag show, that means, okay.
How's that good news?
Well, it wasn't.
No, that's what I said.
When I said the first of it,
I was reading
good.
Church plans to host event for kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, we got one. I kept going. I said.
And then they turned in what they was actually doing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. People are weird.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
I do have one good news.
What's the good news?
A passenger with no flying experience landed an airplane after his pilot went down.
Huh. Oh.
He got on the radio and said,
need y'all talk me through
pilot's this. Pilot's out. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to give it my best shot. And he did it.
Oh, I do have something good to report.
Here it is.
You'll like this. Okay. Sunday I go to church. I get in the thing after Ben Stone talking. I give him the cake carrier and some mail that goes to Phil. What? I get in my truck and go home, and on the way home.
Little Frog made him a cake.
Okay. You know, there it is.
Nan made.
Oh, my
by
wife.
By the way, tell her it was delicious.
Oh, I will.
Okay, she knocked it out of the park. But anyway, I'm on the way home, and the guy, he's preaching on the radio, and he said, oh, by the way, I've got this coolest story, and I wish I'd remember the guy's name that he was talking about. He said, but hey, look, this guy sitting in his living room, okay, and it's raining, big time rain, okay, and it's flooding. And he looks outside, and in a ditch in front of him, okay, a child is fighting the current.
Huh.
Okay. So the next thing he does is he runs outside, okay, and he jumps in because he knows that the ditch is fixing to run into a cupboard, go on the ground, and then go, you know, out on another cupboard underground. So this young lady's fixed to drown is what's going to happen. So look, he runs, jumps in, gets to her, grabs her, okay, and then looking, and he's just, you know, fiddling around holding the girl, and his arm hits something, and it's a rock on the edge of the bank. So he says, well, maybe I can hold on and help her arrive. You know, and then he says, then the preacher says, okay, and now I'm going to turn the rest of the story over to Paul Harvey. Well, Paul Harvey says, well, hey, what's so amazing about this story is that this man, and he named him, cannot swim. Yet.
There just, he went.
Now, there's the definition of faith. This dude knows he can't swim. But yet he sees a child in danger and head first goes and saves her. Okay.
Said, we'll figure it out later.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later. Yeah. So I thought that's one good thing. That's the coolest thing I've heard all week. Okay. As a guy risked his life not even thinking, because he wasn't thinking about himself. He was thinking about that young lady in the water. And he saves her when he can't swim. How cool is that?
That's real.
That's awesome. That's real.
There's the good news.
Yeah, that's good news.
And I found some more good news. Y'all want to hear it?
Oh, yes. Put it on us.
The Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Uh-oh. Ric Flair, baby.
Set to return to the ring one final time.
Woo! Hey, wait till your blonde tornado hear that.
Oh, I know it.
He's going to be fired up, boys.
He found some more good
Ric
news.
Ric Flair's going to be when back one time back in the ring, boys.
He gonna have that little strut. Son.
That's it.
Oh yeah.
And then he'll throw somebody down and whoop him.
Whoop him.
Put him in a figure four leg lock.
That's it, boys. Hey. All right, we're back on track.
Ric Flair.
Right. Ric Flair back to the ring, boys. We're back on.
I love it. We got civilians landing planes, people that can't swim, saving babies, and Ric Flair.
But that's it, boys. Ric Flair is back in the ring one more time.
You know it's good to be on this earth. People complain, but, I mean, it's going all right.
Look, hey, every cloud, every dark cloud have a silver lining, Jack.
That's right.
That's all it is. Hey. We back on top, baby.
I would love to know what just goes on through your head on a daily basis.
Hey, Martin said it one time. If I fell and cracked my cranium, here comes unicorns and butterflies, baby.
That's it.
Mixed with some rainbows.
Right, and with rainbows.
But yet the man can't give us a positive thing.
But he don't
on the spot. He couldn't do it.
Just don't like the weather. The weather people threw him off.
I couldn't handle the pressure.
Don't put him on the spot.
That's right. Don't put me on the spot. I can't have it.
Same thing. When he got a shotgun in his hand. You can't put him out there.
Don't put him in, Coach.
No.
Don't give him the ball. Don't give him the ball.
Somebody in Houston the other day said something to me, and I said, "No, I don't really care about duck hunting anymore."
It's over.
And he looked, you know, the guy, it was a shock. He said, "What?" And I said, I've actually become a deer hunter. I said, I would rather go sit in a stand and watch all the deer we got. I can't wait to deer see nobles. I really can't.
I guess I need to be looking for another job.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. I'm serious. Yeah. I will go.
It's time
now.
Don't
get me wrong. I will go.
Time to polish off my LinkedIn resume.
Hey, look, it's probably
that,
got
that
to
being
do.
Said, that being said, when I picked up the phone, I called him. I said, I found some ducks.
Uh-oh.
He's like, I'll be there tomorrow. Yeah.
I'll be there in the morning.
I was worried
fair weather.
I thought he'd done turned into full blown Willie, but he's only just a touch of Willie.
No, you fair weather. That's what.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna grind it out no more.
That's fine. You're 74. You've earned that right.
See, I think that's what it is. It's old age.
You've earned that right.
Cause seeing deer hunting, all you gotta do, he drives me all the way up to the stand. I get out, walk upstairs. He goes and parks the rig. So we sit there. And deer are fun to watch. Okay, because it's a comedy act when they just are doing what they do. Does are slapping other does and knocking them down and stuff. I'm serious. It's hilarious. Then you throw in all the coons we've got on Phil's property, and they come in it's a comedy routine. It really is.
Feels like you're real life watching PBS.
Oh, no, I'm serious. It's a comedy routine.
That's what it is. He gets to watch his favorite show in action.
That's it.
All the deer run away, and what scared them? And then you look, here comes a bobcat.
Or Jimmy Red.
No, or Jimmy Red,
Or Phil.
Or Phil driving by, Just at the right moment,
right
in a four-wheeler. I have no idea what they're doing.
Oh, man. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after.
I did see that the United States women's deaf team won the soccer gold medal.
Women's what team?
They're deaf and a soccer team. So everybody's deaf, but they play soccer.
Speaking of that, I watched Boston just snap the Bucks the other night.
Yeah, I ain't watching no ball playing.
Oh, I did the other night. That was fun to watch because they was.
You were the only person that thought that.
41% on threes.
41%. Go ahead and roll it.
Hey, it was amazing to watch them.
Basketball?
Yeah. Watched Boston just strap the Bucks. Huh. Okay, but hey, if you're shooting 41% on threes, and they're shooting like. The Bucks were shooting 16%.
Mm-hmm.
You're fixing to get beat badly.
Last time I watched the Celtics play basketball, Larry Bird was playing.
That was 86. When it was basketball, boys.
That wasn't basketball. That was fist fight.
Oh, no.
More fun to watch.
Oh, that was basketball back in.
Oh, yeah.
Larry Bird, Magic Johnson.
Bill Laimbeer.
All them guys.
Oh, those Detroit Pistons.
Throwing behind their backs, not even looking at it, throwing all the way down court and let the guy dunk it. It was fantastic basketball back in them days.
He nailed the three-point percentage from the Celtics Bucks.
Oh, no, look.
Are you serious?
Every time
it ended up 40% for the Celtics and 12% for the
Bucks. And one guy was like 19 for 19.
Whoa.
Number 12.
He was 7 for 18.
Oh, I thought it was 19 for 19.
Still really good.
I guess it was 19 points, maybe.
Your story's, bro. No, he got 21 at least.
Well, I'm just saying.
7 times 3.
Hashtag math.
I'm just saying, hey, there was 19 in there somewhere. I thought it was 19. It may have been team-wise.
I mean, he did put up 3 touchdowns, which is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, like you said.
Basketball just ain't my jam. I don't know.
When they're firing on the three-point, I love it.
Well, that's just a shooting contest.
Well, no.
You might as well be
watching
skeet shooting.
Whoever's got the ball at the end's going to win it. Because, that zip, zip, zip.
I used to really enjoy the March Madness. That was
the only basketball.
Because college is way more fun watching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they do some silly stuff, too.
Silly?
When Christian stepped in the guy's – after knocking him down, then he stepped in his chest.
You just want to watch Ric Flair pro wrestling.
Well, no. Well, hey, look.
With a hoop involved.
Well, hey.
I do like a good.
You'd probably really like watching scuffle. Me play church league basketball. Well, that's what you're into.
No. That was always a blast because, look, we had a guy that played with us. He was a farmer. Okay. He's 6'6, okay. Weighs about 315, maybe 330, and no fat, all muscle.
6'6", 330.
Yeah, and he didn't wear.
His name was Aaron Donald.
Yeah, he didn't wear any tennis shoes. He went barefooted, and he didn't have on nothing but overalls. Yeah, and look, hey.
Country strong, boy.
You know, he reminded me of Zach a lot, you know, because he just knocked everybody out of the way and then did what he was going to
Who
do.
Who is Zach?
Who's Zach?
Shaq.
Shaq.
Yeah.
Shaq. I thought we were talking about Zach Dasher pushing people.
No, not wrong. Shaq, the big man.
He can't do that in skinny jeans.
The best part of that was, look, this guy bought a brand new bull, okay, breeding bull.
Who is you were friends with this guy?
Yeah, he played on our church league.
And he wore overalls and no shoes to the gym.
Okay. Yeah.
But he just bought a brand new bull.
Well, no. You got.
I don't know where we're going.
Oh no! Look, you'll love this. Okay.
Did he ride it to the game?
You know these big red handkerchiefs that clowns wear.
Uh huh.
Giant one.
Okay. Was his name Mongo?
No, but he looked like him a lot. But anyway, no, I'm serious. So this guy's got one of them giant
bandanas.
Red handkerchiefs hanging out his overalls.
I feel like I'm about to be Jerry Cloward.
Oh, no. Look, he had bought this prize breeding bull, okay? And he went across the pasture for some reason, okay? He didn't hear the bull coming. So the bull runs over him. And he just bought him. He just brought him home. He gets up and dusts the dust off of him. Well, the bull's turning around, and here he comes again. Well, he just sidesteps him. And plants his fist right here on that bull.
I bet that hurt his hand.
Oh, no. He killed that sucker as dead as a hammer. Okay. Look. His wife is watching all this, so she runs out and said, hey, you just paid something like $50,000 for that breeding bull. What are we going to do now?
And he
said, call the neighbors. We figured to have a barbecue.
Yeah.
So hey, they put that baby on the spit, boys. Yep. And the whole community had a party.
Yep, I got Jerry Clowering.
Well, I'm just saying, hey.
All right off.
You gotta love this man, okay? He just lost $50,000, and the only thing he says, hey, call the neighbors. We fix to have a barbecue party.
Ain't no way a bull back in worth $50,000.
Oh, hey, I'm just telling you.
And he punched it, and it died.
Hey, he punched it. Hey,
and you know this man.
Oh, yeah, I know this
played
man.
Basketball
played basketball with him.
Did you eat this bull?
Hey, yeah, we had a party, boys. Yeah,
that was one of them Wagyu F1 Tiger Bulls.
Did you get in on them mountain oysters?
I knew. No.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
We got an interesting email coming up later about those.
Interesting email.
Got a little response on that one.
Oh, yeah, somebody from Canada doesn't approve of our distaste for it.
No, I'm not. I don't know if I don't like them. I'm just saying.
That's it.
I ain't that hungry yet.
No. That's with me. You could put that and oysters on a plate, and I ain't touching neither one of them.
Okay? Oh no, oyster, he fire.
Oh no, I can't.
Charbroiled oysters.
Raw, fried,
baked. You can eat it.
Yeah.
I don't really like fried
oysters.
They're
not oysters. Bad fried.
Oh, I do.
I can deal with them fried.
Like a fried oyster.
If they fried country.
Mm-hmm.
I was given a fried oyster and told it was a chicken nugget
but
at the age of about seven.
That's a bad call.
I had take it out of the ocean yet. Water, pop it open, cut it, and then let it swallow. Yeah, no.
Absolutely. I'm in.
No, they say it's delicious, but I just can't make myself do it.
Just like a little shot of salt.
And yeah, but hey.
And you don't even like horseradish, so you don't do cocktail sauce.
No, I bareback that sucker. Put him on a saltine cracker and let's roll.
I could eat horseradish from the spoon.
I do squeeze that lemon. I do squeeze that lemon over them. But
have you ever had that white barbecue sauce? They call it Alabama white sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan.
I'm a big fan of it.
Are you?
I'm a.
Mm-hmm.
Most mayonnaise-based sauces, I'm not a fan.
I think so.
Which one?
Mayonnaise.
Is it the
Carolina? Put some mustard in there, I may eat.
Carolina mustard.
Yeah.
Hey, which one's vinegar?
Now you got some.
That's North Carolina. North Carolina. South Carolina is mustard.
I'm in on North Carolina. Good deal.
But Alabama white sauce is mayonnaise. apple cider vinegar.
Oh, yuck.
Worcestershire.
I like all these.
And a lot of black pepper.
Black pepper, cayenne pepper.
Oh, hey, throw everything in there but the mayonnaise. Throw the mayonnaise out.
And a dab of horseradish.
Yep, and horseradish.
Yeah, it is. Throw the mayonnaise out.
I'm in that. Everything you just said makes me happy.
Yeah, me too.
They dip chickens in it.
Yeah.
They dip smoked chickens in it. Like, they'll put the whole thing in it.
Oh,
I'm for it.
They have a big old vat and just dip the whole.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, throw the mayonnaise out and do it with all the rest of it. You got something.
Well, you throw the mayonnaise out, it ain't white sauce no more.
Well, hey, call it whatever you want to.
But Alabama had to come up with their own barbecue, I guess. We don't do barbecue.
No.
Stone does.
We deep fry.
But nobody in Louisiana. If you had a good Louisiana barbecue restaurant, you'd be rich and famous because nobody.
There's not one around.
No. There's not many. A couple local places are like, all right. But then you go to Texas and you're like,
yeah, this is good.
They really got us. Uh-huh. Go to a gas station in Texas, and you're like, wow.
Well, most people put, a little vinegar, a little olive oil, salt and pepper, shake it up, and put it on meat and say, yeah, that's my barbecue sauce.
Olive oil.
Which ain't a barbecue sauce. All it is, salt and pepper with a little vinegar.
I ain't never had that. But.
Me neither.
Oh, no. I know a lot of people. That's all they
generally
do.
Generally,
it's
got like
they
ketchup
do with
and
meat.
Molasses and that kind of stuff in it.
Yeah, I'm confused.
But, hey, let me tell you something. He's seen it, and he remembers it, so I don't doubt it.
Me neither.
That's old boy that punched the bull to death. That's how he ate it.
I ain't saying he Rain Man, but
he punched that bull one time, and he died?
Right in between eyes.
He broke that bone right there.
That's hard to do. I don't know if y'all have ever seen a cow skull, but that's a lot of bone and a lot of surface.
Oh, I told you he was a man now, 6'6", about 3:30 maybe.
And did it barefooted.
Oh, no.
And you believe this story.
Hey, his wife watched it.
And he ate it.
She said, do you know what you're eating? And I said, she said, that's a breeding bull. And I said, well, it's really good. Yeah.
And he punched it.
He punched it. Oh, he knocked everybody down on the basketball team.
I'm fine with somebody knocking me down. When he punches a bull one time and the bull dies is when I start raising questions.
Hey, look, you wouldn't want to fight him. I'll just put it that way. You know, even Ric Flair wouldn't do it, boys.
Well, you had me out when you said 6'6", 330.
Yeah.
No.
And does it wear shoes and wears overalls?
Hey, ain't no fat, I'm telling you.
I ain't got no interest.
No, he was like the guy that was here, the arm wrestling championship.
Monster Mike.
Yeah, that's what his arms look like.
Yeah, he's a bull.
Okay, he's a horse. Yeah, yeah.
But Monster Mike even wears shoes.
Yeah.
Well, hey, this guy didn't like shoes. I don't blame him.
They didn't have his size.
Look, his feet. Oh, he probably wore a 14. His foot was like that long. He looked like Bigfoot.
Well, Martin wears a 13.
Well, hey, I'm just saying this guy
ain't punching
a man.
No bull.
This guy was a man.
I wear a 13, and I'm not even getting in a field with a bull.
Yeah.
Much less punch him one.
There you go.
Oh, it was hilarious watching it, I'm telling you. He's funny to watch.
Let's act like that bull, son. We'll be back right after this.
That bull didn't come back.
So did you find it, Johnny D?
It was hilarious.
All right. So apparently in Japan, was your friend from Japan?
No.
Okay. There was a man who founded some form of karate.
Karate.
Which is called Kyokushin, and this calls Kyokushin a violent, kick you in the nads kind of karate. So this dude was, so to prove he was really good at karate, he would fight bulls by hand, no weapons.
Oh, no. That's them Mexican bulls.
Well, it's Japanese.
Yeah, that they end up sticking swords there at the end of it.
So to
them fighting bulls, buddy. Hey,
no, he used his hands.
Well,
he didn't use swords.
But hey, he's going up against a fighting bull, Mexican bull.
So this dude,
the guys with the cape.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You ever been to one of them?
A matador. No.
I went to one in the eight when I was in the Azores.
Did you?
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
So this is what this dude did, but no weapons to grow his brand of karate.
No, I'm telling you, he was
karate
fighting.
Chopped him.
He was fighting Mexican. I don't even know the name of it.
Was he 6'6"?
I don't know. Doesn't give a height.
Did he wear overalls?
No, he's a little, he's a little short dude. Japan's short dude.
He moved into the wilderness, ran, punched trees, lived off the land.
Ran into trees
and broke rocks with his fist. But then 42 times he entered again in the ring with the audience against very big, angry bulls.
Yeah, fighting bulls, Mexican bulls.
Three of these fights ended after just one precision punch to the face.
That's it.
Killing it outright each time.
That's it.
Wow.
It can be done. That's proof that my friend did it, okay?
That proves it.
That proves it.
That proves it.
It can be done. And look, this was a smaller guy that did it, okay?
He was precise, though, and he used to punch trees to get better. Part.
Oh, yeah.
Where was this friend?
Huh? In Dixie, Louisiana, in that area.
I didn't know which part of your world travels this happened on.
Oh, no.
Dixie.
That's where we grew up.
Okay.
Wait, is there a video?
I hope not.
It may be inappropriate. I understand, and I wish to proceed. Yeah, I'm out. I'm watching this for the rest of the podcast.
Somebody videoed him doing it?
Oh, that's a Japan guy.
No, you mean your guy from Dixie wouldn't video?
No, look at it. He's got him by the horn. There he went. He's down. Giant just was with the open hand.
That is not real.
That is 100% real. You couldn't have faked that back then.
I just got dumber. That's what just happened.
Hold on. He was 173 centimeters tall. How tall is that?
I have no idea.
Centimeters or 2.54 in an inch.
I have no
173
idea.
Divided by 2.54.
Well, what's that?
I'm just going to Google 173.
What
68 inches.
5'8".
Yeah.
I was going to say.
This ain't no 6'6", 230.
Hey, but I'm telling you, them are Mexican fat bulls.
No, these are Japanese Wagyu beef. And
let me tell you something right now. That bull had a lot of things going for him. He wasn't fighting nothing. He grabbed him by the horn.
Yeah.
And he was just standing there, and he got karate chopped right between the eyes.
There's other people who believe you can punch a bull in the face and kill it.
Oh, I don't doubt that you can.
Besides,
calling those a fighting bull is a very strong, very strong use of the word fight.
And they charge you.
I report.
That bull looked like he was looking for something to eat.
Yeah. It looked like he'd been hand-fed Nilla wafers his whole life.
We knocked my drink over.
Here, let me knock your horn off.
Yeah. And then I'm going to cleverly not show you hit the ground, but I'm going to show you horn going off to the side over there because the 22 bullet that the old boy shot it with was a little off center.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to cut back to me laying on top of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We have gone off track. It has happened again.
I mean, now here's the deal. Y'all believe that, but you don't believe we went on the moon? We got some problems with some editing here.
Wait a minute.
Area 54.
Y'all don't believe we went to the moon?
That's Area 54.
Johnny D for sure, though.
I don't think we did, but that's I'm not movie. Saying we didn't. I just don't think we did.
That's a movie set.
Oh, boy.
Well, let them have it, Stone. I'm interested.
I don't have any words.
Black Panthers are real. We didn't go to the moon.
Getting karate chop.
Right.
And you can karate chop a bull in the face and take him out.
That moon, that's out of question.
No way. It's really far away.
Why haven't we been back? As JD always said. Why ain't we been back?
Here's my deal.
Oh, boy.
The live stream's what gets, like, they put that thing on TV like 20 minutes later, and I'm like,
All right, here's what I'll do for you.
It's a long way.
All right, here's what I'll do for you.
We can barely do that. You can't even do that if you're in the warehouse, like with a tin roof. You wouldn't get it these days, but in 1969, they just pumped that into everybody's living room. All right, okay, I'm sorry. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's what makes me doubt it.
I'm with you, JD.
Thank you.
I'm serious. Okay, because here's what you're going to have to do to prove that it's real. You got to make a telescope that I can see the moon clearly, and I can see the flag that they stuck in the moon.
They might have shot that up there, like with a really big bow and arrow.
But it ain't no sticking stick. No.
I don't know where we're going from here.
So where are you going to take it from there, buddy?
I don't know what to say to that.
That's it. All right.
I didn't know you didn't know that Si didn't think we landed on the moon.
No, I had no idea. I mean,
well, look, I'm just saying, they got an Area 54 in the desert.
Yeah.
And it's got big high fences, electric, and all this, you know. And
four?
There you go.
I think it's 51.
That was a that was a disco in New York City. But it I did not know that, but it does not surprise me at all. Where are we at?
I don't know.
We're back. That's where we're at. We're in that mailbag. Hello at duckcallroom.com.
Mailbag, boys.
Johnny D.
What we got?
It's your time to shine, son.
That's right.
All right. Well, Marcus is upset with us.
Marcus?
Uh-oh. Marcus from...
What's upset, Marcus?
Alberta, Canada.
Canada.
A few episodes back, you guys were talking about the Rocky Mountain oysters and how gross they are. Did we say they were gross?
No.
No.
I said I didn't try them. No. I can't speak
to them. I don't think anybody here has tried them.
No. Yeah, I might have said they were gross. I didn't mean that they tasted gross because that ain't going in my mouth. But...
Again.
It's the thought that I think is gross. I used to think you guys were real men, but now you're sounding like a bunch of city dwellers.
All because we won't. That's
hold on. Let me finish. I mean, you eat snakes. No, I do not.
No, I do.
And all kind of reptiles.
I ate some reptiles.
Frogs.
That creeped him out.
Amphibians.
But anyways, he just wanted to share some pictures.
Uh-oh.
Of how we do it on the ranch. Every year when Brandon calves, we whack them.
Turn them into a steer.
Yep.
And guess what happens next? Appetizers.
Uh-oh.
They're even perfect bite size. Put a good breading on them and throw them in the deep fire. And they're really good and very, very tender. So there's the whole gang of them.
Hey, that looks like what I catfish with.
Oh, they do look like fried oysters.
So here's my... No, I think there's one more picture. Hold on, that's Barry Bonds again. See, that don't...
Okay.
Zoom that looks stringy. That.
Zoom in on that. I need to see what that texture is.
Stringy.
Oh. No.
Yeah, I don't think so, man.
I would just politely and respectfully recline.
Not even decline. Okay. He's just going to recline.
I said, I just respectfully decline. I'm not interested.
Yeah, I just don't know, man.
Yeah.
If that's what, I don't know what this is. It's like they heated them up on an anvil or something.
Oh, they grilling some?
Huh.
They grilling, boys.
And
blackened.
I've never claimed to be the toughest man around, but if that's what it takes, I'm out.
Well, I'm still, like I said, I
need to go back to that bucket.
No.
I mean, not that one. That one's bad.
Nope.
Yeah. That one right there, a little more palatable.
Yeah. Nope.
I just don't know, man. I ain't into it.
Nope.
I mean.
So, I mean, I guess.
I get waste not, want not.
Hey.
But.
Like and dislikes, okay?
Clint Eastwood said had a pretty good line about that.
I will say that does look good. Like you tricked me with you could get me.
Yep.
And say those were oysters, and I would try it, and then
Clint Eastwood's right. A man's got to know his limitations, okay?
Well, hey, buzzards got to eat same as worms.
That's my limitations. I'm out.
All right. How much for you to bite one?
Nope.
There isn't an amount.
Nope.
Johnny D.
Oh yeah, there's always.
I'm aware.
No. With me,
I can't be bought.
If I don't,
I can
like
be renting.
No,
I ate that whole thing of hoghead cheese and then threw it up for. It was $400.
See, that's crazy because hoghead cheese. Good.
When I tell you it was a substantial amount.
But if you eat a lot of it.
Yeah.
It'll make you sick. But that's the same thing.
Well, that ain't cheese.
I'm just saying. Hey, that's why I'm saying. If I look at it and if I smell it, nah. If the nose in my eyes say no, it's no.
So can I blindfold you and put a clothespin on your nose?
No. I wouldn't even do it then.
What's the weirdest thing you've eaten?
Not much, because I'm not an adventurous.
Yeah, you don't have an adventurous palate.
I don't have. No, I look. I would just taste it. No, sir.
Chicken liver?
I don't. No, chicken liver. I you know.
Gizzard?
Yeah, I just. There's some things, you know. But hey, no.
I'm just trying to figure out.
You know, mountain oysters? No, sir. No, sir. Not under any circumstances.
I guess it's the same deal, though. The first person that looked at a crawfish and said, you know what, we ought to try him. I guess the first person that looked at that testicle said, you know what, we probably ought to eat that.
People are into it.
Yeah, I know.
Probably ought to eat it.
It's just one of them things.
They're delicacies, essentially.
That's the thing.
Well, there's only two of them.
You know?
Yeah.
They're hard to find.
You get way more ribs out of them.
Yeah, you can't grow them.
Yeah. I mean, once they're, I mean, you know,
well, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
I just, I don't know. I'm not saying I'm not going to. I'm saying I don't want to.
There is a number, though. And it's low.
There's a number, and there's a situation. I mean, I get hungry enough, and that cow's my last thing to eat. I'm probably going to eat every piece of it.
No, no. If you came, if it came to that,
yeah,
you know, I would probably eat it if I'm starving to death.
Didn't you eat some mountain lion one time?
Yeah, I tried some mountain lion jerky.
What was it like?
Jerky. I mean, you put enough soy sauce, salt, and all that mess to it. It was fine. I ate some pronghorn backstrap. That was not very good.
What is it about the goat family?
I guess it's their diet, because that sucker tastes. But you'd have loved it, because to me it tasted like pure sage, and I'm not a big sage fan. I mean, I like sage in little doses. But he'd been out there eating sagebrush, I guess, so he was like marinated with sage.
Yeah, okay. Like, pretty wild. That's pretty wild when you think.
Yeah. So, you know.
Is he a little musty?
Yeah, just, I mean, it tastes like he went and took a big bite of a sage bush. I was like,
well, see, that's like people tell me, okay, like I would never eat one. But people tell me rattlesnake is really good.
I've eaten.
See, that's what he said about us, but I ain't eating no snake.
I've eaten some snake.
See, that's just it with me. I'm not eating a reptile.
Snake one of them things, but snake one of them things, it's hard to not overcook him because it's such a thin piece of meat. So he's just chewy, white meat. Yeah. Like he's not, it's not, I don't, again. If you're hungry,
absolutely.
That sucker on a fire.
If I'm starving,
pick the meat off.
Whatever I could catch to get my hands on, I'd eat it.
But frog's good. You know, alligator is overrated. You know,
most people love it, especially my family. They love frog. I can eat them, but I ain't real fond of them.
I'm with him on frog.
Them barely legal frogs is good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. Like I said, you know, they're edible. Okay, I can eat them. But
you got to have the one that comes
I'm
just
really
over
fond,
the measure.
I'm not fond of them. Mm-hmm.
Them big old giant bullfrogs, they ain't much to me. I don't. But them that's just whatever, it got to be 5 inches. Them is about 5.5 or 6. Them suckers is good.
That's a good time.
They're good. So I don't, you know. I just depends on where you
but
go.
People always say, "Oh, it tastes like chicken."
No, it don't. It tastes like frog.
No, it don't. It has nothing that no flavor in it that tastes like a chicken. Yeah.
If you buy them at the store, they taste like a Minter bucket.
Ooh.
Well,
they're no good if you buy them at the store. Go catch them yourself. Yeah, they way better.
Fresh is always the best.
We got what? We got like 15 days and it'll be frog season again. So.
Oh, speaking of that, I seen one the other day.
A frog? Or?
Yeah, a big one.
Where was it?
On a pond.
What pond?
Over by McMillan's house.
Oh, okay.
And I'm talking about, hey, it was one of them.
Yeah.
One of them groanings.
Big.
Biggest one I ever seen, though, was, hey, we put a tape measure on him. 36 inches.
You saw a 3-foot frog?
Hey, from the
that's tip, a Komodo dragon.
From the tip of his mouth to his last toe on his flipper.
Yeah.
3 foot.
That's
and then,
a big.
Look, hey, and I'm telling you, look, hey, his legs look like a turkey leg. The turkey was that big around. And he was caught on Red River. I'm serious.
I'm
that was a hawk.
What's the state record?
Well, I have no idea.
Upstream or downstream from the plant?
That joker was big. Oh, no, I agree with you on that.
The largest living frog can grow up to 13 inches.
Uh-oh.
Right.
If I'd have showed them that one, they'd say, that's wrong.
The largest bullfrog ever was 12.6 inches and weighed 7.3 pounds.
Well, hey, we have one bigger than that.
That's 12 inches SVL, snout vent length. So, like, from the tip of his nose to his booty. Not to his toe.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, we stretched this out. Because you got to think, frogs got long legs now.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Sucker ain't got no 24-inch legs.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You don't want them frog gigs that you buy that clamp and close? It wasn't closed on him. We just stuck him down in the mud. and grabbed him.
3 foot frog.
And we put a tape measure on that joker. He was 3 foot long.
You know, one
right behind him was a black panther.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, hey, he may have been, but hey, I'm
it was the night of the lunar landing.
And it all happened on the moon.
I can tell you this.
I have been too.
One of the toughest jobs in America is to be the boatman when Jace Robertson's on the front of the boat frog hunting.
Well, especially when you got what you've talking
no
about.
No thanks.
With a stupid, what do they call? The long
mud
tail.
Motor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you need an outboard motor doing frog going up in front. No, you don't need one of them
no, you
mud
don't.
Buggy.
You just need a
yeah, you do.
You just need a different team.
No.
New squad.
All right, trust me when I tell you, it's a lot easier if you got a nice 5-horse Murder. Motor and just hey, boom, boom, and yeah.
I will say this though, the man is the best frog catcher I've ever laid my eyes on.
Oh, he's incredible.
Oh, he loves them too. He loves them. That's
he's part.
Why.
He part bullfrog.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
hard yeah. running a motor for him. I tell you that.
No, you go with Jace. You want to be the ice chest man.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Hey,
open that lid.
Throw him in there.
You don't want no responsibility other than open that lid.
I could probably do that.
You want to be middle
maybe
of the boat?
Maybe not. I could probably still screw that up.
Hey, we took a guy from high school with us, okay. He's a real good with a bow, okay. Born arrow, okay. So he went frog hunting with me. He said, "When y'all gonna let me shoot one with my bow?" We said, "Well, okay." So it's pretty good size one up there, good one, really big one. Told him, "All right, shoot that." And well, he shot him right in the middle of the back. Well, it just stuck through him. Well, when the frog jumped, it broke the arrow, and the next thing we see is just the feathers going down the bow. So we said, "Well, you're out with the bow hunting."
What?
So look, hey, but then he made a correction. He said, "Well, wait a minute, hold it, let me shoot." And we seen a little bit, and we said, "Okay." So look, the next one he shot, all you do is instead of stick them right in the middle, just stick them right through the edge of the nose. That way they back up, and then you just go up and pick them up and pull the air out. You know, look. So you know, hey.
Hey,
Johnny D, we need to get into scripture.
Yeah.
All right.
We need to get into scripture.
We got one email in today.
Another one.
I got you a good. I think we've probably
save that one. Those. There's yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think we got. I got a good scripture for today's.
Okay.
Frog, Rocky Mountain oyster.
I fitting.
To each his own. Whatever they want to eat, and here's the verse that tells us that. Acts 10:13. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill."
Arise,
kill, and eat. I went NIV. You were doing something.
All the four-footed animals.
That's right.
That's it.
Hey, he gave us permission to eat what we want right there.
But for those that dislike it, we don't have to.
As Phil says, orders from headquarters.
That's right. Orders from head. Eat what you want.
Arise,
if you want
kill, and eat
to be like Canada. Go for it.
Be Canadian. All right, we'll see y'all next time.
That's it.
We're out.